You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Eddie's Headshake Podcast. How are you today? I'm in summer holiday, so now I'm in parent hometown. So today I ate Yonezawa Taiyaki in my hometown. I used to eat there in my childhood. The edge of Taiyaki was so crunchy. So it's really yummy. I like it. And today also I bought second generation Apple AirPods. Now I'm using. I'm excited about using Bluetooth and Siri with double tap. Recently I restarted to run, so it's useful for me. And recently I downloaded Korean map app called Connest Map for my iPhone, because I'm going to visit Korea the end of this month. It has turn by turn directions in Japanese. It's so useful. Maybe I'm going to use this app in Korea a lot. And I bought white pullover one piece at Uniqlo for 2,000 yen. I like high neck clothes, and the one piece has high neck, so that's why I bought it. Maybe I'm going to wear the one piece in Korea. And let me introduce my hometown, Tottori. The place you should visit in Tottori is Misasa Onsen, because the water is so rare. Japanese ex-tenno visited Misasa Onsen. It's really famous, so you should visit Misasa Onsen. And the second place is Aoyama Gosho Furusato Kan. It is a museum it is a museum of Aoyama Gosho. The Aoyama Gosho is the author of Conan. There is a huge Hakase's figure and Conan's figure. So you can take a selfie with Hakase or Conan. And the third place is Tottori Sand Dunes. There is huge sand dunes, and there are some camels there, so you can ride camels in Japan. And nearby Tottori Sand Dunes, there is a sand sculpture museum. Actually, I have not visited there, but everyone said it's so exciting, so I recommend it. And up next, I have an internet question. The question is, do you like sci-fi? No, science fiction movie? And what is your favorite sci-fi movie? Yes, I like sci-fi movie. And my favorite movie is Men in Black 2 and Avatar. I really love Avatar. The color is so exciting. I like it. However, too. So today is that it. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.
Thank you. Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Tomoe's Coffee Stand. How are you today? Me? I'm fine, thank you. But typhoon has come, so I worry about typhoon and weather later. Today's first day, my diary. I watched 911 last night. I'm sad. I was sad because 911 was ended. So I miss 911 characters. But I think it has new season. So I want to the new season 911. I want to watch the new season of 911 early. And I ate zak chicken curry with my co-workers at Indo Curry restaurant Sakkar. I ordered the hottest curry, but it was not the hottest to me. I will not order this curry again. I purchased massage kit called Vibration from Amazon. I picked up the massage kit because of the color. I like blue. And I'm happy because I can relieve my muscle pain with it. Second topic, I have an internet question from... question. Am I interested in 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games? Honestly, I'm not interested in 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games because I don't like nationalism, I don't like chant, I don't like national flag. Maybe I will not watch the games of 2020 Olympic, but I'm interested in canoe, sports climbing, and skateboarding a little. Topic three. Today, let's talk about cars. How many automobile manufacturers can you name? Me? I can name 19. They are Isuzu, Mitsubishi, Lamborghini, Toyota, Opel, Ferrari, Porsche, Volvo, Mazda, Honda, Nissan, Renault, Fiat, Rolls-Royce, Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Chrysler, GM. What are your favorite automobile manufacturers? Me, my favorite automobile manufacturers are Lamborghini, Ferrari, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz. What is my favorite car? My favorite car is Isuzu Jimny. Especially my favorite car is Isuzu Jimny Coupe. Isuzu Gemini Coupe. I used to drive this car and I like the car's shape. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See you next week and take care. Bye bye. Thank you.
Hello, this is Taka's show. This week I ate homemade chicken curry and I purchased breakfast soup and I read Yahoo Japan communicated with stock market and I uploaded my hotel bill. I ate homemade chicken curry, but the rice was too soft. So next time, I'm going to reduce water. And I purchased a black miso soup for this week, but the size was too small. So I'm going to return it. And I'm going to buy another bigger one. And I uploaded my hotel bill. The hotel temperature was so nice. I left 4-star review to the hotel. And I read Yahoo Japan, how Yahoo Japan communicated with stock markets. The difference between Japan and US market. US markets, the communication difference between Japan and US stock market were informative for me. I really recommend this book to the people working at investor relationship department in Japan. Today, I want to talk about how to prepare homemade chicken curry. As I said, I ate homemade chicken curry and I made it. First, chop onion. And second, chop tomato. Third, cut chicken. And fourth, put onion, tomato, chicken to the pan. Then put curry powder, boil it for about 20 minutes. That's it. That's so easy, so try it. Last topic is what is my favorite science movie? Internet question. Thanks for asking me. My favorite science fiction movie is Inception. I like the complexity of the story. That's it today's show. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Ayat Headshake Podcast. Today, I bought 300 grams of chopped chicken breast because I'm going to prepare sauteed chopped chicken breast with edamame and citron pickles. And today I'm going to teach you how to prepare sauteed chopped chicken breast with edamame and Sichuan pickles. This is an Aya original recipe. First step, heat the skillet. And second step, throw chopped chicken breast, the edamame, the chopped celery leaves, the chopped Sichuan pickles, and the chopped green chilies. Sauteed everything. The next step, seasoned everything with salt and pepper and Thai fish sauce. That's all. It's very simple and quick recipe. If you prepare sauteed chopped chicken breast with edamame and Sichuan pickles, you will need a cutting board, a knife, and skillet. You will need chopped chicken breast, the edamame, chopped Sichuan pickles, chopped celery leaves, chopped green chili, and salt and pepper, and the important seasoning, Thai fish sauce. I love Thai fish sauce, and I love Thai food. Today, I have internet question. What are some of your favorite SF movies or TV shows? It's very difficult. I love Star Wars, but my favorite SF movies are Star Wars, Tron, Fringe, and Matrix. Okay. Thank you everyone for listening. Okay, goodbye. See you next week.
Hi everyone, it's Shinatsu's Wine Cellar. I'm fine, thank you. Last night, I joined the Zen session in Yamagata Prefecture. So it was very fascinating. So I'd like to share my experience with you. So let me tell you about the Zen session. There was the priest, and he donned samurai. And the priest, at first, the priest entered the tatami room. After that, the priest set the cushions on tatami room. After that, he lit the incense on the incense holder, and he set the incense on the incense holder and lit the incense. And after that, he lit the incense. After that, he set the countdown timer for 10 minutes. And after that, the priest instructed us to count our breaths. After that, he rang the orange to let us know the time's up. After the first Zazen session, he explained the difference between meditation and Zazen to us. After the lecture, he set the countdown timer for 15 minutes. After that, the priest instructed us to count our thoughts. After 15 minutes, he rang the Orin to let us know the time's up. After this Zazen session, I thought it was funny that I felt the second Zazen session is shorter than the first one, even though the time is longer. The priest told me it's because I was focused on. After this experience, I recommend Zazen to people. If you have chance, I recommend you to join the Zen session. Okay, today, I'm still in Yamagata, so I'm going to eat imoni and have some nihonshu sake for lunch. Have a nice day. Thank you.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.